Skiko's fleet includes the A7 and Q7 models, which have the so-called defeat devices designed to bypass emission standards. Auden Schendler is Vice President of Sustainability for Skiko.
Nobody knows exactly the nature of this cheating. Was it a CEO or was it a bunch of engineers who were charged with a task they couldn't achieve and gamed the system? So we're not going to torch a long-standing partner that actually makes really good cars from our climate perspective.
Skiko is rotating out the models that are affected and replacing them with compliant vehicles. The company touts its environmental stewardship as a high priority. Carolyn Zachariasen, Aspen Public Radio News.